Well, God bless. I wanted to share a little bit out of Philippians today. In light of Larry's teachings on the love of God, I decided to go through the New Testament and read it again. And just in the light of the love of God and understanding a little bit more of what it's talking about. And it did open up a lot in my heart about the greatness. You know, the books of the Bible are like Romans is a doctrinal epistle, Corinthians is a reproof, and nobody likes reproof. But I notice how loving the reproof is. I ask people, you know, I've been talking to different people about the word. I ask them, do you believe God loves you? And they go, oh, yeah, I believe that. And then I ask them, are you living like somebody who God loves? And I get this blank look on their face, like they're not really sure. And one of our counters in the house is a small little oval frame in gold. And inside the frame, there's a little message that says, when we know and believe that we are loved by God, then we live our lives like people whom God loves. And I thought, that is such a great thing to understand and listen, read that every morning when I see it. It's just such a wonderful thing. So take your Bibles and turn to the book of Philippians chapter 4. This is a reproof epistle, but gosh, how loving this reproof is. Verse 1, it says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. And I was thinking about that dearly beloved. Look at Matthew 3:17. Book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 17. It says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. God puts us on the same avenue as Jesus Christ as being the beloved. We are dearly beloved by our Heavenly Father. Verse 3, it says, and I entreat thee, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with my other fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. And I look at that word true in verse 3, the first part of it, true yoke fellow. It's sincerity, honesty. It's like a child's sincerity and honesty. I remember driving through the town I moved from. We were going from practice of field hockey to practice of their theater night. And I didn't put my seatbelt on. And I got pulled over by a police officer that I happen to know. And she came up to the window and asked, do you know why I pulled you over? And Jesse really quickly said, yes, you didn't have your seatbelt on. And I mean, you know, that's honest. I wish she hadn't have said that right then. But she was just being true and honest. And so, you know, lovingly let her know that this is why we got stopped. And I entreat thee, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clemens also, and with other my fellow laborers. Look at 1 Corinthians 3:9. I'll be jumping back and forth. But keep your Bible hanger here in Philippians chapter 4, because we'll be coming back there. 1 Corinthians 3:9. It says, for we are laborers together with God. We are laborers together with God. What a wonderful thing to know that you get to work alongside of God. That's such a special thing. And if you look at 2 Peter, you know, I've had people say, well, that was just Paul writing those things. And, you know, that was the Old Testament and that was the New Testament. It was a long time ago. But look at 2 Peter 1:21. 2 Peter 1:21 says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The words that we're reading in the Word of God were spoken and written down by men, but where'd they come from? They came from God. Holy men of God, moved by the Holy Spirit. So we go back to Philippians. And it says, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. That word rejoice is to be glad. Be glad in the Lord, always. And again I said, just be glad. Be glad that we are fellow laborers with him. Be glad that God loves us. Be glad that he gives us the information on how we can be, walk like people who are loved by God. And then verse 6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto God. And these are special requests. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Let me jump to Matthew chapter 6 here. Got it? Matthew chapter 6. And verse 27 says, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? Where we've been clothed. You take no thought for those things, but when it's talking about let your requests be made unto God, declare your special requests, things that you'd like to learn from our Heavenly Father. Things that of, you know, how to comfort other people, how to bless other people. And then verse 7, it says, and then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I skipped a few here. Verse 5, I jumped a little bit ahead of it, and it says, let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. The literal of that would be, learn by experience, forbearance towards all, for Christ is in you. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. There is how you can walk and learn to live like somebody that's loved by God. It's a wonderful thing. In any praise, I work in a construction field with some pretty rough guys. They come and go. And it amazes me sometimes when all of them believe that God loves them, all of them knows where I stand on God's word, but sometimes I wonder what they could do with their lives if they just realize that God loves them and to walk like somebody that's loved by God. Closing out in Ephesians chapter 4. This is one of my favorite verses in the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 29, my favorite verse is verse 32, but verse 29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, in wrath, in anger, in clamor, in evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And be kind one to another. Boy, I tell you what, the world would be a wonderful place if everybody was just kind one to another, because our Heavenly Father is so kind to us, so loving to us. And you know what? He hears your prayers. You know, as it says, make your special requests on God. You know, you don't have to ask for food all the time. He'll take care of that. Clothing, he'll take care of that. Your heat, he'll take care of that. But if you've got special requests in your heart that you want to learn something, you want God to teach you something, how to be forbearance, how to be kind, how to be loving in certain areas. And he will. He'll give you that great teaching. But reading the word in the books of Romans through Thessalonians, the greatness of the love of God that he gives to us is so pronoun in the words that God uses. So loving. And we are to speak the truth in love to one another, because God speaks the truth in love to us. So thank you for this teaching, and thank you, Father, for just what a wonderful word that you've given us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.